In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the life of St. Joseph of Cupertino, the first thing that comes to mind is the desire to have a simple faith like him, and to believe without doubting the truths of our Catholic faith. He believed in the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, and he saw it in the Blessed Sacrament. He loved the Virgin Mary like a mother, and she appeared to him many times and consoled him. He lived the communion of saints because he felt close to them, and some of them even appeared visibly to him. He lived so detached from the things of the earth that when forced to be secluded away from people, he was happy to be alone and in silence, like a hermit far from the world. Until the last days of his life, he had ecstasy and wonderful flights. Some considered him like another St. Francis of Assisi, because even the animals obeyed and followed him. He teaches us with his life that it is worth loving God with all our heart and without conditions, because in the end, God pays well. That is, God does not allow himself to be outdone in generosity, and gives us more than we can ask for or imagine. May we learn from him to have a simple faith and to be humble of heart. St. Joseph of Cupertino was very devoted to his angel and never entered his cell without greeting him and inviting him to come in first. One morning in Pietrarubia, the angel of God told him to celebrate Mass a little faster. St. Joseph of Cupertino celebrated it in 2 or 3 hours because the server had to go to ask for alms for the community. He obeyed and, removing the ornaments, said to the server of the Mass, "So you are going to ask? The angel told me." This server, who died in the odor of sanctity, declared that the servant of God sometimes said to him, "This morning I saw the Lamb of God at Mass," which meant that he had seen our Lord in the sacrament of the altar. On one occasion, while traveling, they came to a place where there were two roads, one on the plain and the other that climbed towards the mountain. When the superior asked him, "Where are we going?" he replied, "Walk, walk, the guardian angel will guide us." And having walked 10 steps, he heard a very soft voice that said, "Go up, go up." There being no one around, St. Joseph of Cupertino said, "Let's go up. Haven't you heard the guardian angel?" The saint himself says, "The only tunic I had was useless. I didn't know what to do to get another one. Perhaps God allowed it to purify me, or perhaps the religious in charge did not worry, but he was sorry for this situation that lasted a long time. I complained to God. This struggle between divine goodness and feeling guilty lasted about 2 years. At the end of these 2 years, I fell into a sadness that seemed to me that I was going to die. One day, I retired inconsolably to my cell, closed the door and the window, and lay down on my cot. I complained to God, saying many times, 'Lord, why have you abandoned me?' And I cried for a long time. At the noise of my sobs, a religious knocked on my door, and since the key was in the lock, he entered, approached me, and said, 'Saint Joseph, what have you got? I am here to serve you.' I did not know him, and I told him to leave me alone, but he replied, 'No, I want you to stop crying. Get happy. I thought you needed a robe and brought you one.' He put the robe on my bed and left. Surprised, I got up, took off my old and useless tunic, and put on the new one. I felt happy. The negative ideas that surrounded me dissipated, and I regretted having mistrusted God and my lack of faith. I wondered who this religious man was who gave me the tunic. I have never known. If he was not an angel from heaven, he was someone who did the office of a comforting angel." The day after the feast of St. Francis of Assisi, and in the presence of the Cardinal and Father General, while celebrating Mass in the Chapel of the Veil of the Virgin, in the memento of the living, he heard the sound of a violin and was left in ecstasy. It lasted so long that it was necessary to call his confessor to bring him back by virtue of obedience. That violin must be believed to have been a heavenly thing, because in that part of the church or the sacristy there was no one. Was it an angel? A sister declared that when our saint arrived in Assisi, she saw him preceded by two angels. During his journey from Città del Castello to Pietrarubia, when the driver did not know where to go, he told him, "Let the mules go where they want, as an angel from heaven will guide them." So it was. Saint Joseph of Cupertino fully lived the dogma of the communion of saints, or common union with the saints. All the saints were his friends, but some were friends in a special way, beginning with his father, Saint Francis of Assisi. As he himself told Abbot Rosmi, "Very often when I kissed the steps of the altar of Saint Francis in Assisi, I would smell a strong and pleasant smell." A significant detail of his love for St. Francis was that he himself made written copies of the blessing of St. Francis in Latin and distributed them to his friends, who with them obtained many blessings from God. We have already mentioned that when he was going through the streets of Naples to appear before the tribunal of the Inquisition, St. Anthony of Padua appeared to him and encouraged him to trust in God. On another occasion, when he arrived in Monopoli, the fathers of the convent showed him an image of St. Anthony of Padua that they had just placed in the saint's chapel. Arriving at the foot of the altar, he gave a cry and flew about 3 meters, or about 10 feet, to the image of the saint, and from there he returned again to his place, coming to himself. But having seen the altar of the Immaculate Conception, he rose again to her, and then returned to his place. Abbot Rosmi relates, "He himself told me that at the beginning of being in Assisi, one night, while in the choir in prayer, he had several visions, especially about the birth of Jesus, and he saw a person who he thought was Saint Bonaventure, who told him everything at length. He asked, and the saint answered him." Saint Joseph of Cupertino himself relates this fact. "One day, I saw a beautiful painting of Saint Cecilia with an angel playing the organ and another leading with the baton in hand. I sat down, making her play the organ with her hands on the table, and in fact, it seemed to me that it sounded, and I sang happily for a long time, and then I doubted if anyone had heard me." Another saint to whom he had a lot of devotion was Saint Philip Neri. One day, they gave him a painting of this saint. When he saw the one who brought it to him from a distance, he came out to meet him and said, "You have the true portrait of Saint Philip Neri," and he was moved. According to the acts of the canonization process, Saint Philip Neri appeared to him many times, and for this reason, he named him as his main patron. Many thanks for watching the video. Please also take a moment to enjoy these 99 Catholics videos, which share related content about our faith. And also help to support our channel by becoming a member. Details are in the description box below. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.